Bills Roundup, presented by ECMC. ECMC, the difference between healthcare and true care.
For the first time this season, the Bills scored a touchdown on their opening possession, and it proved to be a sign of things to come as Buffalo scored on each of their first three red zone possessions with touchdowns to stake themselves to a 21-6 halftime lead. They then hung on for a 24-16 victory over Miami.
We were dynamic in terms of the mix of run-pass and opened it up, you know, down the field a couple of times, which kept them a little bit off balance at times. So, you know, we were running the ball effectively, and then the play action was working. So Tyrod did a good job of really getting a lot of people involved in the passing game as well. So I thought Rick called a really good game, and it was good to see, you know, in particular, you know, to score three times in that first half, I think it was. So it was big.
It definitely changes a lot. Coach talks to us a lot about starting fast, something we haven't done so well this year. First drive of the game, as well as coming out of halftime and going out and putting up points too. So that's definitely something that we put our focus on, and we was able to go out there and execute well and was able to put up points. And it's just it's a momentum booster for us as an offense, but as well for a team.
We're finding ways to win. We're all accountable. You know, man, guys are really accountable. They come early, they leave late. There's a thing where coach asks all the players, you know, questions to see their preparation in the weekend. Guys are on it.
LeSean McCoy and Tyrod Taylor led the offense as both had rushing touchdowns, and they also connected on a 16-yard touchdown pass. McCoy also went over 10,000 yards rushing for his career in the game, but they needed the defense to close things out. Fortunately, the secondary came up with three second-half interceptions of Jay Cutler, including the third in 4 weeks by Tre'Davious White, to seal the victory.
Coach Frazier does a great job of just emphasizing that throughout the week. You know, you get two, you be plus two in a game, your chances of winning the game is like 80%. So, you know, that's our goal each and every week, at least get two takeaways and then turn over differential. And we were plus three today, and our chances jumped up to 90%, so we came out of the game.
Could go one of two ways. You know, if you're getting pressure on him, he's got to get rid of the ball faster. You know, we can get turnovers. He holds on to it, we get sacks. You know, we'll take those turnovers. They can swing a game for sure.
It's always, you know, good to be back there, be able to take the ball away, create field position for our offense. And so, you know, guys were flying around today. We had great pressure up front. And so, whenever you have great pressure plus coverage, you know, good things are going to happen in the back end. And so, it feels good to get three of them things.
Now at 8-6 on the season, the Bills still remain in the AFC playoff picture. They also finish their home record at 6-2 on the year. It's their best home record since 1999. Bills have another big AFC game next week when they travel to New England. At New Era Field, I'm Chris Brown for Bills Roundup, presented by ECMC.